It's on between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, so that's next Monday in Grange Hall. And I think it's really important. It will be, it's a private meeting as well. It's not a public meeting, so it's by appointment only. And it's really important that people, if they want to find out more information, that it's all in confidence and all the expertise is there and it's available now and the staff are there to help. So it's really important, I suppose, for anybody who has a worry or an issue that they make an appointment to go to that clinic next Monday evening in Grange Hall.
How prevalent is the issue in the county of Sligo, Councillor Casterly? Obviously, we know that Donegal and Mayo were kind of worst hit by this dreadful crisis. And how prevalent is it from your understanding and as you see it now at the moment in this county?
Yeah, well, I suppose thankfully it's not nearly as prevalent so far as it is in Donegal and in Mayo, because I suppose of the different quarries that were used in Sligo predominantly. But there have been numbers, you know, mentioned about elk houses being affected, maybe up on 200, 300. So I think the process really is starting now. And I think that if people have a concern, that they can go to this workshop or this clinic. And I suppose once this process starts, then we'll know for sure how many people and how many houses are affected. So it's hard to know yet, as I said, and it was mentioned to me before that, you know, people don't want to talk about having, you know, that their house may be affected by, you know, the defective block. So they're not going public about it. And that's why I think that this workshop and this clinic, it's really good that it's there because it's all in confidence. You make it, so it's not a public meeting. You don't have to tell your story or talk about it. And you're speaking with the experts there as well. So it's very confidential. And, you know, I think once the process starts, then based on these workshops and clinics, the council staff will have a very good idea of actually how many houses and how many households have been affected by this. But it's great, at least the process has started, the funding is there now, and people have been waiting for this for a long time. And it's good at least now that they can start the process of applying for the grant.